USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Speaker Mike Johnson's push for a bipartisan foreign aid deal in the House is dividing Republican lawmakers. Hardline conservatives in the Freedom Caucus are not happy to see the deal for Israel and Ukraine aid coming to the floor. However, Ohio Republican Mike Turner says Speaker Johnson is doing what has to be done.
Russia and Vladimir Putin have made it clear that they have sights well beyond Ukraine. We need to stop them there in Ukraine. The Department of Defense is ready as soon as we can get this package complete.
Defying the conservative wing of his party, Johnson plans for House votes on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and a separate bill for the border on Saturday. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are expected to begin on Monday. According to New York police, the man who set himself on fire outside the Donald Trump trial is currently in critical condition. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry disclosed that the man had traveled from Florida to New York City earlier in the week. He doused himself with an accelerant and set himself on fire within the designated protest area in front of the courthouse. The man had documents with him outlining conspiracy theories related to local politics. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election.
Middle class build America. And unions built the middle class. That's not, you built the middle class. There would be no middle class without you.
Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions. Maryland's governor says crews are making progress at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site. On Friday, Governor Wes Moore said crews have lifted more than 120 containers, making progress toward their goal to remove 140 containers. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump is frustrated by a gag order in his hush money case, barring him from discussing those involved, including witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, court staff, and families. Trump argues this violates his free speech rights, citing the contrast with others, like Michael Cohen, who can speak. There is new information on where voters stand in four key battleground states ahead of the November presidential election. USA's Laura Winters has a breakdown of the numbers.
There is brand new political polling data out today. The latest Fox News poll taken in key battleground states shows Donald Trump beating President Biden 49-46% in the state of Michigan if the election were held today. Trump also beating Biden in Georgia by 6 points. Polls, however, in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin show a tie.
Arizona Republican Senator John Kavanaugh anticipates that the state's Civil War era abortion prohibition will be abolished prior to the upcoming election.
I believe it will. I'm pro-life, but I think there are enough Republicans who will vote with the Democrats to do that.
Speaking to Fox 10, Kavanaugh acknowledged that while the majority of Republicans traditionally support a pro-life stance, societal dynamics have evolved. A national emergency waiver has been granted for the sale of E15 gasoline throughout the summer season. The EPA announced the issuance of the waiver Friday, citing its aim to alleviate pump pressure stemming from the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.